My name is Alan Meadows, and I'm from Halls, Tennessee.
I had to look up Halls, Tennessee on a map, and I found out you're pretty close to Missouri there, aren't you?
I am, not very far at all.
Alan, the first thing I'd like you to tell me is just a little bit about your operation there in Halls, what you grew this season, and how the weather's been this season for you.
I farm in Halls with my dad. Me and my dad together farm about 3,200 acres. We farm corn and soybeans, and it's been a pretty difficult growing season this year. It's been dry from the very beginning, and dry all the way through summer. It has definitely not been an ideal year.
As one of the American Soybean Association John Deere Reach for the Stars winners this year, you received a precision farming package to use for the season. How have you been able to use that package so far this year?
Oh, we have used this package on two or three different applications. First, I had it on my sprayer and used the auto track on it, and it all worked very well. We also bought the Swath Pro and put that on there, and that worked very well. And then later on this year, we have put it on the combine and have been using it as far as auto tracking while we've been harvesting beans.
What would you say you've been able to learn about precision farming from this experience, especially compared to your previous experience with precision farming equipment?
I would say that I've learned that in your precision farming, you cut out a lot of excess. You can cut down on your overlaps and that type thing. And the as far as anything from earlier precision farming experience I've had, all the only other thing I'd ever had was a light bar. And this system was definitely a lot more user-friendly and a lot more helpful than the other system I had ever was.
Would you say that precision farming has been able to save you time or money this season, and if so, how?
Yes, I think it's definitely saved me time and money. You know, one thing, your efficiency is so much greater. Like I said, you don't have any overlaps. Driver fatigue, you know, that is cut down on a good bit. And, you know, as far as the money is saved, there again, on your overlapping as far as spraying or whatever you're doing, you're just increasing your efficiency and not overlapping, and that's where you pick up your extra savings.
One of the purposes of the Reach for the Stars program is to help provide some feedback to John Deere about the system. What could you tell John Deere about how the system's worked for you, what you liked about it, and if there's any ways that it could be improved?
As far as feedback that I could provide, I mean, it's an excellent system. I think probably the main issue that I've had with it has been the signal loss. It can be a little quirky at times. It wants to lose signal every now and then, and they have put an update on it here lately, and it has made that a lot better.